Wow, how cool is it? Alumni joins up with rock legend, and now they're going to be on the radio. Starts tonight, Sixth Sense, and Nikki and Jen back to Baltimore. What's going on, you two?
Hey, man, this is very exciting. I have a lot of history with Baltimore, and obviously Jen has a lot of history coming from there and being in radio. So this is a very exciting day for us.
Can't keep me away.
You started here, I guess, early 2000s?
2002, yeah, I did.
Rocked out intern?
No, I wasn't an intern. I came in at 20 years old.
Okay.
Made a mess. Me and Kirk had some late nights, and it kind of went from there.
She went from working with Mickey to working with Nikki. That's pretty
right.
Cool. And Nikki, man, I give you a lot of kudos. You went from, you know, being on stage, touring the world, to hunkering down and doing a career and doing it well.
It's just been fantastic. I wake up every day and can't believe I get to do this and get to listen to music. And we interview all these, like, you know, name an artist. They come in, and whether it's like a young alternative band or some of these seasoned cats that have been around before us, I mean, what a better life.
Nikki Six, Jen Marino, Sixth Sense starts tonight, 7 o'clock. It'll be on weeknights, 7 to midnight. Jen, how did you come about getting with Nikki, and how did this whole thing come together, you two?
She sucked the cream through
a
bagel.
Oh, hey!
Oh, my God.
Yeah. The cream cheese. I mean, not the cream.
Nice. Yeah,
you know, I was across the street in Baltimore, and I got a call that said, hey, there's an opportunity. Can you send us something? And, you know, over there I was doing some top 40 stuff and some pop music. And I sent in a couple things and ended up flying out here, coming to meet him. I guess he liked the way I spoke.
I just loved that you were every girl. It wasn't a starstruck thing. She was like, she's our listener, and I love that.
Yeah, and I don't hold anything back. So it worked, and here I am.
It's grumpy, you know. I never realized I get to talk about a period so often on radio. But yeah, welcome to Sixth Sense.
Hey, Nikki,
that time of the month.
Do you miss the crew? Do you miss being on stage?
Well, I mean, you know what? I feel like we did everything that we were supposed to do in Motley Crue, and we ended like in such a great way. I will always, it'll always be like deep in my heart, like Motley Crue. It's like I wrote those songs. A lot of that was my vision. And those guys, we did things together that, you know, probably very few people will ever get to experience. And then I, you know, got out and toured the world with 6 a.m. And I still love writing music. I'm kind of focusing more on radio right now and writing books. So I'm enjoying actually being home. It's just unbelievable. My wife said, what's it like to live in the house you bought? And you know, it's true for so many of my friends. They, you know, you talk to Joe Perry, Joe doesn't go home. I just kind of don't want that 100% to be my life anymore. I want to have this to balance it out.
Well, nights are never going to be the same. It's Sixth Sense. Nikki, Baltimore loves you and the crew. And Jen, you know, Baltimore has a nice long history with you. So
I bet it does.
It's great.
Could everybody that has a long history with Jen please call in?
No. They don't have enough lines.
Jen likes a long history and a wide history from what I remember.
All right.
Hey, Nikki and Jen, thanks so much. 7 to midnight tonight and every night going forward, weeknights,
yes.
Sixth Sense on 98 Rock. We'll see you guys soon.
Thanks for having us.
Bye, Kirk. Love you, bud.
See you guys. Love you. Bye.